This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
A very successful Dairy Month. We hope everyone had a happy and safe Independence Day as we get ready for a hot summer in July in many parts of the country. Fresh off the heels of June Dairy Month. And joining us on this Friday, Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired Dairy Extension Specialist from the University of Illinois. And Mike, we're coming off a very successful June Dairy Month right now.
And the reason for that goes back to the 1930s, Bill, because back in those days, basically we'd have what we call the spring flush milk, which means that we'd have grass and pastures. Many of our cows are on pasture situations, and we'd get a large amount of milk, and farmers would tend to have their cows calve in when this extra feed would be available. Of course, we fast forward to today, and we have fewer farms on pasture, but you know, if you go to New Zealand, Ireland, that still happens here, and those farmers who have pasture and are seasonal calving in the U.S., some of our organic and grass-fed herds would fit that category as well. So certainly our consumers are celebrating. Many of us will see breakfasts. We had one in Northern Illinois. 2,000 plus people went to the dairy breakfast, which honors the dairy farm. Some of these breakfasts are held right on the farm, so farmers can see an actual farm in action as far as that goes. We can also see some very nice sales on dairy products as well. Bill, exciting for us. We got 99 cents a gallon milk now, and that's really an unbelievable deal because that's below the cost of production, but those stores want to get people in to buy other products as well. And then in some of the newspapers and magazines, you'll see recipes for dairy products as well. We want to talk about dairy. It's big business for our consumers and producers. 40,219 farms in the United States. That's the good news. The bad news, they're down 1,600 because the economy is really tough on dairy farmers right now. In fact, in this last year, Wisconsin lost 430 farms, and that means over one a day is leaving the dairy industry. We have the average herd size is 234 cows here in the U.S., but those milkers in New Mexico, the average herd size is 2,193, so they're basically 10 times bigger, totally different type of dairy operation. We have 9.4 million cows in the United States, and California leads the United States with 1.75, so you can see nearly 20% of the cows are in California. The average milk production, that's how we measure it here on dairy farms, 22,941 pounds of milk. If you divide it by 8 consumers, that's about how many gallons you can see the average cow produce in the United States. But those farmers in Michigan, 26,000 plus pounds of milk per cow. So they're almost 3,000 pounds above the national average. The average farm markets about 5.3 million pounds of milk, which ties into the program. And a neat figure, Bill, is from Cornell, in which they said that for every $1 a dairy farm earns, 80 cents will then turn over in the local community. It means it goes to the truckers, farm equipment people, the veterinarians, the feed companies, all the support industry. So it's a really multiplier here in the local economy to have dairy farms. Well, what do we do as consumers? We drink about a third of our milk, and that continues to go down, but there is some good news, Bill, because now we see chocolate milk is going to come back in the school lunch programs, which is going to help, and whole milk is making a turnaround because we discovered milk fat really is quite beneficial. The other good news is consumers eat almost 45% of their dairy products is cheese. So certainly cheese continues to be very popular in the U.S. And butter is up 20%, and certainly companies that feature butter in their recipes do very, very well. So the good news, we see new products coming. I just saw a news release, Bill, on Moon Cheese. That's a spiced milk product you drink before you go to bed. It's supposed to help you go to sleep at night. We see some new flavored milk. Hopefully we'll see something like almond milk. And, of course, we see all the lattes coming in, lots of milk being marketed in our coffee drinks at this point. And we have some products that are high protein and low calcium. So the bottom line, dairy industry, Bill, is an exciting time to be in. It's big business. Farmers are being challenged, but hopefully and enjoy your dairy products. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired Dairy Extension Specialist with the University of Illinois.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Well, where are we at with a new farm bill? Here's Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue addressing reporters recently.
I think most people don't want to go back and face midterm elections here in November without having a farm bill there. There's enough uncertainty with trade disruptions right now.
And stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.